This is the CBS News Weekend Roundup. Once again, here's Dan Revie.
Narcissism, self-love, sometimes quite harmless, maybe even praiseworthy, according to CBS News correspondent Jim Taylor in his series called Now What, where he speaks with fellow New Yorkers.
All those love songs, how much he loves her, how much she loves him. But as we know, you got to be able to love yourself first. What do you love about yourself?
My eyelashes are second to none, I think.
I guess I just love being me. I can't think of anyone else that I could handle being other than me. I got
what I love about myself, I don't get terribly upset about anything. People trust me.
You feel good about yourself, then?
Yeah, I do.
I think I'm awesome.
That's what you love about yourself, your awesomeness?
Yeah. I think I'm happy. I think I'm lucky. I think I have a beautiful life.
What do you love about yourself?
I love that I'm willing to give people the benefit of the doubt. If people approach every day giving everybody else the benefit of the doubt, it's difficult to get angry.
Somebody once said to me that she said, one of the things that I like about you is that you commit to the fun. And I think that's what I seek out in other people, are people who commit to the fun.
I think the thing I like best about myself is I think I'm really lucky that I really like myself. I feel like I'm really lucky because I think a lot of people don't like themselves, and I think that's really sad.
Now what? Love him. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Let's turn to a visitor from London, author of a new book with scientific evidence that we, and certainly our children, can lead longer lives. We're joined by Alex Zhavoronkov, and you're the author of The Ageless Generation, How Advances in Biomedicine Will Transform the Global Economy. Well, Alex Zhavoronkov, what I really want to know right at the top is if we could be ageless, if aging is a treatable condition, what's the biggest thing we need to stop? Deterioration of the heart, of the brain? What's the process that needs somehow to be slowed down?
Aging is a very complex process. Think about yourself as a car, if you were to oversimplify. So you age on all levels.
It wouldn't be enough to just keep your heart healthy.
Yes, it wouldn't be enough. Keeping your heart healthy will help you live longer, significantly longer, and that is something on the roadmap, but it needs to be a much more comprehensive approach to defeating aging.
Now, some people hear stories sometimes that there are replacement parts, better arms than ever or pieces of the heart, etc. But you don't mean that, do you?
I actually mean that in part, because regenerative medicine is probably the lowest hanging fruit in biotechnology.
Meaning it's the easiest thing for our scientists to achieve.
Well, that's something that's already happened, and that's something that's already proven to work. And in the labs, we've already seen artificial livers, artificial kidneys.
What about diseases? You, after all, work at a pediatric cancer center. How does cancer fit into your theories?
If you were to look at your life and think about things that are going to kill you, first, you have to survive the cardiovascular diseases that occurs earlier in life. Then you see the increase in the occurrence and the incidence of cancer. So if you survive that, you get into the central nervous system diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. So if you defeat cancer, you would be able to extend longevity significantly. And there is a lot of work in all areas of biomedicine geared and targeted towards curing and defeating cancer. So I think we're very close.
I was wondering, are you assuming that most forms of cancer will be defeated in the next 10 years or so?
I have very little doubt. And considering that the trends continue in technology, we are probably going to see cancer being defeated or controlled. It's already today. It's not a sentence. It's a diagnosis.
When you write late in your book, I plan to live past age 100. Please join us. What can we do as individuals? You've talked about society and you've talked about science. Is there something I need to do, like be a fitness fanatic?
Caring about your health is extremely important, but staying on top of technology information curve is extremely important. So you really need to get involved. You really need to understand what's going on with your body on the molecular level, on the physical level.
You want the individual, the Americans who are listening to us now, to get involved with this issue and support the research, etc. You're not suggesting that our listeners should watch what they eat and take lots of dietary supplements.
Well, they need to do both, actually. But okay. The first kind of will lead to the second. The better understanding you have of your underlying processes, the better you're going to take care of your health.
Alex Zhevoronkov, a pleasure to have you. The Ageless Generation is the name of the book. Thanks.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Now, what about Zhevoronkov's high confidence that within 10, maybe 20 years, just about all forms of cancer will be defeated? We turn to CBS News cancer analyst Dr. David Agus at the University of Southern California. Do you feel that kind of confidence?
No. I mean, I can tell you definitively it's not true, unfortunately. What I will tell you is we can prevent most cancers, but still, to treat them, we haven't cured a metastatic cancer yet. So I want to push people to the prevention. You stop smoking, you be lean body mass, you do the preventive strategies, you detect things early, and we can really lower the death rate. I don't think we're going to have the cures over the next 10 to 20 years, but I think today, and it's going to get even better, we have ways to prevent these diseases.
Now let's consider the latest nonfiction book from an author who understands get-rich-quick schemes. Ben Mezrich, you're the author of bestsellers, including The Accidental Billionaires, which was the basis for that movie about Facebook, the social network, and another bestseller, Bringing Down the House, about guys who thought they had Las Vegas figured out. Now, Ben Mezrich, your latest book is called Straight Flush. Well, why don't you explain it? It's the online poker world. Who's it about?
It's about a group of frat brothers from the University of Montana who basically turned a local game of poker into an online empire. They moved their fraternity to Costa Rica, and they built a company called AbsolutePoker.com, which was one of the first online poker sites, and they ended up building it to $1 million a day business.
Did somebody have to be an online or internet genius, or is the software actually easier than I might think?
Well, these guys didn't know anything about computers. They hired programmers. They knew very little about the business when they started, and a lot of the story is about how they built this from nothing. But, you know, you need to hire a programmer, but other than that, it was just poker.
And did they think it's all legal?
You know, at first they did, and back when they started, which was around 2003 or even earlier, there weren't any specific laws about poker and online poker. It was very gray area. So when they started, they definitely thought it was legal. As they went along in 2006, a bill was passed that essentially made what they were doing illegal, but they continued, and that's why they ended up getting in a lot of trouble.
And let's just describe the trouble. I mean, there's one example late in your book. You say one of these guys, he's stuck now on the Caribbean island of Antigua. He doesn't feel he can go anywhere. Why?
Right. I mean, he's not technically a fugitive because he was already in Antigua when the indictment came down, but he can't set foot off the island of Antigua or he'll be arrested. He's facing up to 80-year indictment for starting an online poker site, basically.
We'll continue with Ben Mezrich on his latest book, Straight Flush, coming up.
Stay with us on the CBS News Weekend Roundup.